Kia ora, ko Philip Wilcox tōku wingo, ko ahu ahoranga ni Tuarua, i te whare wānaka o tāko, engari, ko tōku whakapapa mai Ngāti Rākai Pāka, Ngāti Kahumunu Runga mai Wahine Hoki. So I'm an associate professor at the University of Otago in the Department of Mathematics and Statistics, and I also have an associate type appointment with the bioethics department here. But my whakapapa comes from Ngāti Rākai Pāka, from Rongai Wahine and Ngāti Kahungunu ki Te Wairua in the Tairawhiti region.
Kia ora, my name's Chris Print. I'm a professor at the University of Auckland's Department of Molecular Medicine and Pathology. I'm a researcher in genomics, especially the genomics of cancer.
Philip and Chris, along with Professor Stephen Robertson of the University of Otago, are co-leads on a genomics Aotearoa program called Rākei Ora. The idea behind the Rākei Ora project is to test options to appropriately acquire, store, and manage access to genetic information for healthcare research in Aotearoa. Starting with a pilot, but with the plan that one day it could be scaled up nationally.
What you end up with, I hope, is a safe and culturally safe and legally safe environment for New Zealanders where they want to have their genomes available for research to improve medicine in the future.
Now, if you're doing this and you want it to be suitable for all kinds of research, you have to account for all kinds of genetic data coming from all kinds of sources. To do this, the pilot program has focused on two ends of the spectrum of healthcare: primary care in rural Tairawhiti and tertiary care in urban Tāmaki Makaurau. Primary care is the first time you pop along to a health provider, whether that's at your GP's office or at a marae. Tertiary care is specialist services for patients who are in hospital or a health centre. And for this program, the focus is on cancer genetics, the speciality of Chris and his team.
We're really interested in a couple of specific things. We're particularly interested, with my colleague Ben Lawrence, in neuroendocrine tumours, their tumours from hormone-producing cells, which have been relatively under-researched. We're also very interested in the immune system in cancer, how our body's immune system can fight tumours, but how tumours fight back against our immune system, but how we can fight the tumours fight back, and so on. We're especially interested, though, in cancers where there may be a targeted therapy or an immune therapy. So understanding the biology of the cancer can really make a difference in the clinic rather than just building knowledge.
So with this genomics-based future for cancer medicine in mind, setting up a national data set of genomic information for research purposes sounds pretty smart. But why not copy and paste from ones that exist overseas? Well, Aotearoa, New Zealand is different. Coming from a Western science, biochemistry-trained background, I've learned about the structure of DNA and think of it as a molecule in my cells, and the information it encodes as a set of instructions that describe some elements of what makes me, me. I asked Dr. Philip Wilcox what genomic information means in a Te Ao Māori context.
Well, it's part of whakapapa, and whakapapa is tapu. It's also, there's an element of mātauranga to it as well. Even though it may be generated from, the way we conduct our research, we also collect whakapapa information, so iwi, hapu, and even whānau information, as well as waka information. So all of the, so the DNA information sits within that context of whakapapa. All of that information is tapu. So if it's tapu, it's restricted. And because there's tapu, there needs to be specific tikanga around it. That use of that information, who has access to it, and what are they doing with it? What stories are they telling and putting out into the public arena? So all of those things are really, really important. Essentially, we've got the knowledge, the mātauranga, if you like, or mātauranga pūtai, that's the DNA sequence, as well as mātauranga Māori, which is or mātauranga whakapapa. We have that as a centre, but the cloak around it is tikanga. And how to actually utilise that information in an appropriate way that delivers benefits for the study participants and for iwi Māori, tangata Māori, throughout the country, in a way that also reduces or preferably eliminates the risks and some of the negative impacts.
Alongside his work on the Raki Aura project, Philip is also co-lead on something called the Aotearoa Variome Project. It's aimed at developing a genomic catalogue specific to New Zealand. So researchers are sequencing participants' genomes and then identifying the variation in those genomes so that we can try to level the health research playing field.
Most of the databases that exist overseas that are used in biomedical research are essentially generated from people of European descent only. Increasingly, we're seeing more data sets coming in from Asia, particularly from People's Republic of China. But those populations don't have Māori genomes represented in them, or when they do, they're very, very few, and they don't give us a full picture. And so why is that important? In the history of human migration and such like, when a population establishes itself in a specific area, new genetic variation arises through just natural processes. And occasionally those new genetic variants can have either enhancing effect in terms of reducing, say, disease risk, or they can have a risk increasing effect. Or in some cases, they can increase the risk for one thing and reduce it for something else. And that has happened with a particular gene.
Like the CRIBRF
gene. So that increases body mass index but reduces type 2 diabetes, which kind of seems counterintuitive.
But this is an example of some of the differences that you can find and the kind of complexity that's involved in this.
Absolutely.
And why us just having a database of European sequences of DNA just doesn't cut it.
You miss those. And, you know, to me, the variome has immediate application. There are whānau out there that are quite severely afflicted by genetic conditions that involve very few genetic variants. And so those, what we refer to as single gene or so-called Mendelian conditions, that's geeky speak, the variants themselves, the causative variants, are not present in those other databases because they've arisen since the progenitors of modern Māori populations separated from the same populations that Europeans were descended from, and sometimes the Asians too. So we see variants that are specific to Eastern Polynesians and variants that are specific to Polynesians only, so that's Western and Eastern Polynesians. And then we see variants that appear to only occur in some Māori and not in others. And, you know, a classic example of that is the CDH1 variant that causes hereditary diffuse stomach cancer. So Stan Walker is one of the people who had publicised that condition, and so that affects only a subset of Māori from Bay of Plenty to the East Coast. So we need databases that actually cover these things.
Raki Aura is a big project. Chris and Philip are working with experts from Ngāti Porohoora, ESOR, the University of Auckland, and with people at NESI, New Zealand's e-science infrastructure. Because when you get down to the nitty-gritty of it, it's about setting up quite a complex infrastructure that can achieve many things.
It's going slowly, but we're making good progress. I'm really happy with the NESI team that we're working with. In terms of recruitment, recruitment has been at the level that we were hoping it would be.
When you say recruitment, you mean people who are being part of the project, allowing their genomic information to be collected.
And health information, yeah. And we hope to have clinically actionable results back to them later on in the year.
The project has suffered delays due to COVID, but both Philip and Chris seem happy with progress. So, what's next? If Chris were to gaze into a crystal ball, what does the future of research and clinical practice in the cancer space look like?
My vision is that in 25 years, we would have greatly advanced our understanding of cancer and how tumours evolve and how we can play chess with cancers by rapidly measuring changes, and not only in DNA, but in a lot of other molecular features of cancers, their metabolism, the immune response, and so on. And devise therapies that in real time can be playing chess with each individual tumour of each individual patient. Wouldn't that be incredible?
For Philip, he wants a future that empowers Māori in this space.
You know, we find that, well, I find that there are good allies, people who wish to do things appropriately by Māori communities and Indigenous communities. And then there are those who either say they are and aren't, or just aren't, and they're not so keen, and they're very difficult to change. That's been my experience. So going forward, I think what we'd really like to see is that for Indigenous, led by Indigenous, and the principle of not about us, without us. And that's, you know, those two key things for me are the way forward. And what I think we've done with Rākei Ora and Verihome has shown that we can actually achieve those things, as well as do some good science and knowledge development along the way.
Thanks to Professor Chris Print of the Department of Molecular Medicine and Pathology at the University of Auckland, and to Associate Professor Dr. Philip Wilcox from the Departments of Mathematics and Statistics and Bioethics at the University of Otago. This episode was produced by me, Claire Kincannon, with help from Liz Garten. Tim Watkin is Executive Producer of Podcasts and Series at RNZ. Thanks also to assistant producer Ellen Rikers for her work on the show, and sound engineering was by Steve Burge. You can find our website on rnz.co.nz/ourchangingworld and find us on Twitter or Facebook at RNZ Science. Don't forget to check out some of the other great podcasts on the RNZ website. Just go to the Podcasts and Series tab. Thanks so much for listening. I'm Claire Kincannon. Kia pai, tō wiki.